What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Gorge!
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast featuring Dom.
Hey, I'm here. Hi. I'm distracted by there's a big screen and I'm distracted by it.
I know, right?
I'm like, we got like a Brady Bunch thing happening right now.
I know.
We need to do like a...
I don't even know what it looks like for me. Hold on.
It's like there's a big screen and then there's like all three of us stacked on top of each other.
Exactly. So we're just like, yeah.
Minimize so all I see is myself because I have to like do the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
that's funny.
Here in a second. Pixie Dusters, welcome to the final week of Star Wars. We are trying something new. And it is I always try to do trivia for Star Wars. And I thought of this a while ago. And it is called a Kahoot, and it is trivia that we can do together as a group through this thing. So you guys need your phones.
Okay.
And you need to go into your Safari or Chrome or whatever you use. Okay. And it's Kahoot.it.
Kahoot.
So Kahoot.it. And that'll take you to like where you'll get a game pin here in a minute.
Okay.
So what this is going to do, Pixie Dusters, is we are going to have questions that are going to come up, and this is going to be really hard to listen to, so you guys better just go watch us. There's going to be a question come up, and
if you're driving, go watch us. Pull out your phone and watch us. Don't pay attention to the road. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Just
make sure you focus on the screen.
For legal purposes, I'm not actually encouraging that.
Okay, good. Good job. So a question will come up and we will all have a chance to answer it. And we can all like choose the same answer on our phone. Like it'll give us a color slash. It's like a shape and a color.
Okay.
You choose whichever shape it goes along with the answer on the screen. And whoever does it fastest gets the most points. And whoever has the most points at the end wins. Even if we all answer them correctly, it's whoever is the fastest at answering it.
I'm going to have to play to actually get I got to learn by doing. Do I have to download an app or can I just do it on the,
nope,
the website?
You literally need Kahoot.it, and when we start, it's going to give us a pin to
I'm like a Neanderthal grandpa right now. Yes. Oh, how do I do this? Do I download?
Okay.
What do I click on?
It's loading the pin. Hold on. So put that pin number in.
Okay.
7305. You're hitting it. Oh. And you get a nickname. Make it an appropriate nickname. This is still our Disney friendly.
Hold on.
Sure.
You're in.
So when you're in, we gotta wait for the third person. Oh, I'm gonna change, and you can change your avatar if you want to.
Why did it give me that name? I don't like it.
What name did it give you?
I didn't pick that name. I'm gonna try again. What was the game pin? 773059. No, I want to join as a new participant because that's not the name I typed.
I'm a penguin.
I'm a fox.
I got a little party hat on.
There we go. That's what I wanted.
Wow.
Wow.
I already know I'm going to lose this game, which is fine. But hold on. I got to pick my. Ooh, there we go.
Oh, I can pick it. Oh, I can do a different one? Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't know I could change it.
Yeah, okay. You can change it.
Oh, and you can change the accessories? Oh, hell yeah. This is going to take half the time because I'm just like,
no, anytime I used to sign up for stuff like this, most of my time would be spent coming up with my avatar.
Okay, you have like 10 seconds and I'm starting the game.
Okay, I don't just want to like copy Sammy, but.
But you're copying Sammy right now.
No, I switched my glasses. I liked the shiny sunglasses.
She
did.
She okay, yeah, she switched.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5.
You gotta commit.
1 and a 4th. Oh my gosh, we're going with that. Start.
All right.
Okay. So it's loading on your phone.
Yes.
This should be interesting. So it's Return of the Jedi trivia. Okay, let's see what it is. Whose palace can be seen off in the distance? Oh! Look at the picture.
Yes, look at the photo. Okay.
And once I get all the answers, it'll move on. You all got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Yeah, Dan got it quicker than me. All right, next question. Which creature are Han and Luke about to be fed to? Oh, shoot. What's it called?
Oh, crap.
I don't know. I'm just going to pick one.
What did you?
No, I got
the
it wrong.
The Rancor was in Jabba's.
It's the other thing, right?
It's the Sarlacc.
Okay. Answer Street Blast. Answer Street Blast. Thanks, game.
Yeah, the Sarlacc is what it is. Rancor was what Luke was trying.
You can explain it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to remember this crap. Fine. So you can just move on. It's okay.
All right. A multi-select. Oh, dear. Why did the Emperor arrive on the Death Star? He's replacing Vader as one of the charge to help Luke turn on the dark side, oversee completion. Sure.
You have to pay more than one.
I don't know all of them for this one.
I don't know. I'm just going to pick a
Yeah,
couple.
I just picked what I thought. I'm not sure the answer to this.
No one said it was.
Oh! So wait, it was... Okay, so oversee completion of the Death Star and to help turn Luke to the dark side.
Yeah, one of them.
That's good. I'm on fire. Oh, neither of you moved. I'm sorry. We have to type the answer? Oh, dear. The forest moon of what planet had the Death Star shield generator?
You got to type in.
The forest moon of what planet? Oh, Literally, I'm wearing it.
How do you spell it? Is that bad?
That's a little bad.
How do you spell? Oh, okay. Where'd it go? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It just shot off into space on the thing, so. Is there a timer to this? Or is it just...
Yeah, so there's 16 seconds left.
Okay.
But, like, it'll move on if all three of us have the answers in quick.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Dan, have you answered? Dan, are you there?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh,
he's still here. Okay, he's here.
Oh, yeah.
Endor! Two of us got it. Who didn't get it? Dan, what did you put?
Oh, his mic isn't working. So he probably didn't put anything.
Well, he probably did on his phone, but his mic's not working. So we're dealing with what we dealt with last week.
This is fun. Yes. I love it when a mic doesn't work.
Oh, boy.
Make this bigger.
I need to take these ears off. I have too many things on my head. Starting to hurt. This is about the time it happened last week. Or last time.
Yeah, I think you're right. But what I don't understand is it always shows that he's connected to everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But for whatever reason, the sound isn't working.
Well, Dan, for the rest of the trivia, you could just continue to participate. Sadly, we just won't have your voice, and then we can move you to phone for, like, the next episode that we're doing.
I don't know if that was a yes.
Yes. Okay. Next. Double point.
Oh, God. Okay.
What was Admiral Akbar's favorite? Oh.
Oh, there it is. I was like, do we have to type it?
No, we just have to press it.
I was waiting and I was like, do I have to type it?
Dang it. I was so slow too. I hit it like three times before it finally like happened. Okay, cool. I don't even know what question we're on. I think this is another typer. What is the name of the small sentient furry bipeds who live on the moon of Endor? Oh!
Are those all the right? Do they count?
Yeah.
Why does the Ewoks not count? Does that not count? Why does it say zero
there? No, it
does
count.
Oh, it does count. It does count. What does zero mean? Yeah,
they would have taken any of those. Just no one said the Ewoks.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like those were acceptable answers.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Okay. Question 7. What pilots have flown the Millennium Falcon? Oh, gosh. This is a multi? Shoot. You? I think that's it.
I'm going to get this wrong. I feel like. Who was the right answer?
It was Han, Lando, and Chewie.
Who is Neon Nub?
Oh, and Neon Nub.
Oh, who is
I'm
that?
Assuming that's who they, I think that's who they like got it off of.
Oh.
Oh, no. He was probably the guy who was flying it with Lando during the last battle.
Okay. I didn't know who that person was.
Nope. Dan went ahead of you.
Well, he should be ahead of me.
Okay, true or false? In this scene, Luke throws the Emperor over the edge.
He didn't throw him?
It was false.
Oh, did he fall?
No, it was Darth.
Oh, shit.
Darth Vader threw him over the edge.
In my mind, it was Luke.
Tricky. All right, last question. It's a multi-select. Which characters appears to Luke as apparitions at the end of the film?
Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
Who's dead at the end of the film?
I mean, technically all of these people are dead at the end of the film.
Did they all appear? I don't know.
No, Qui-Gon didn't appear. Luke didn't know Qui-Gon.
Whatever, he was dead, right? So that's, I just went with everybody was dead.
Picked you got third place!
Oh, does that mean you won?
It is, but okay. This is the first time you guys ever did a Kahoot. So I don't know if I really count it. Dan, do you want to do another one or do you want to try like logging off, logging back on? Like, what do you want to do? Text if you, the second one?
Number two. Okay.
Wait, what? Which one was it?
I think he said number two. Yeah.
Two. Okay. Okay. I'm going to, what's next mean? So the Phantom Menace is next once we're ready.
I'm going to certainly not pass this one. 7, 4, 2, 3.
Okay, we just gotta wait for him. I'm gonna turn off the sound for now. There. Until we get Dan back. We might need to figure out a new mic situation for him.
I know. I feel bad. It's probably the cord or something.
Yeah, he said it's hard to find that cord. So
really?
I don't know if maybe Robbie can help him find it. Robbie might know where it is.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him.
Ooh. Oh, dear. I'm glad you like those little skits that I sent you. I'm going to do a logo to like scroll on before like I talk and then I'm going to start posting them every week.
No, they're funny. I liked it.
Well, like I was thinking about them. Like I was watching this reel. This guy does what's called villain support. And I was watching. I'm like, you know what? That would be a really easy skit to do with like a Disney helpline for our page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wonder if that would, like, see if it would catch any traction. So I'm not going to lie. I had ChatGPT help me put kind of the script together, kind of gave it the basis of what I wanted.
Oh, that's fun.
Do it for me. But it's a script, so I'm the one presenting it. So it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not, like, doing it word for word line, but I, like, like have them set up. But I have created so many since last night.
Oh, really?
That's
funny.
Yes. Let's see here. Oh, you can actually see my...
Yeah, I can see whatever...
Change of screen.
Whatever you're clicking on.
Pixie dust. So these are all my scripts I've done so far for it.
Oh, wow.
One about the great movie ride, Peter Pan's flight, the small world one. I don't think I sent it to you, but it's funny. It's about a teenager calling, like, scared out of their mind to go on Small World because they read Kingdom Keepers and they're afraid they're going to go alive.
That makes sense.
What's this one? Cafe is... Oh, Rainforest versus T-Rex. Oh, shoot. I got out of it. Nope, that's not the right database. Name changes, like Hollywood and MGM. Someone's calling to ask if Rise of the Resistance is the new great movie ride. A mother is calling because her kid won't stop watching Frozen.
That's funny.
The Who Shot First.
One,
becoming the rebel spy. So I took what happened to me with you and me about the innocent thing and turned it into a script.
That's great. I love that.
I'm really excited. I'm gonna do more today. I'm just gonna try to get a lot of them recorded so I can just like put them in the queue.
Yeah,
which I'm gonna need help getting back into TikTok. because I think they're going to do really well in TikTok, and I don't remember what the password is.
I haven't even
is.
Been in the Pixie Dust TikTok in like a hot minute. So
has anyone been posting in there?
No, I have not.
Okay, so maybe this will be a nice little refresh. Like, we'll just start new, and it's just like scripts.
Yeah.
That's... The past older one I like talking about because I'm like, my silent partner is on the podcast.
Yes.
She will not be on this helpline.
No. Mm-hmm. It's too funny.
Yes, we are a house divided, but we make it work.
That did make me laugh when I saw that. You know, the one thing I didn't like was when you were like, how do you phrase it? When you say, you know, you do the whole bit about like, we don't speak for the brand, which you have to do. But then you're just like, we have 30 years of experience. And I'm like, I don't like it. I don't care that it's true. I don't care. Because I literally, when you said that, I need you to understand. I said, oh, wait, when did I go to Disney the first time? Oh, I guess so. Yeah. But I was offended.
Our whole lives.
I was offended.
I know you're offended, but the reason I put that in there is because I want people to understand that we are still experts at, like, yes, we might. I want people who are listening to be like,
I've
been doing this a long time.
Yeah, no, I get it.
This might be some advice we want to take.
But I literally was like, when I actually did the math, I was like, oh, it's like 35 years at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't do the real number. If I did the real number, mine would be like 36 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ugh.
No, thank you. Actually, no, I was 18 months. So 37 years, because I just turned 38.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you went. Yeah. I didn't go till I was around 4. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I was offended myself by doing that, but I'm like, I got it.
Yeah. After not me, I mean, it's true. It's true. So
that's why it says we're exhausted.
Yes. Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I love how, like, and I didn't tell it to do this. It just kind of kept doing it. It kept changing the third one to whatever I was talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the third rule. Like, the Club 33 one was for that one. Let's see if Dan can talk to us. Mm. Yes, I hear you. Me.
Lots of
for now, we'll see what happens.
Yep. We're just
stupid.
We'll go through one more. And then we'll close out and then we'll do the other episode. Are we doing one or two short episodes?
Hold on. I figured this out like 2 weeks ago. Let me look at the calendar.
Or three.
I think we have to do two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. Because I can't record on the 30th. So that means one, two. Yeah, we'd have to do two.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just do this one, and then, because we just did one from the original, and now we'll do a prequel one, and we'll call it a day.
Okay.
This one is going to count.
All right. There he is.
All right, let's do this. I love the what's his name's hair.
I know, it makes me laugh. Yeah.
Can't even think of the stinking... person. Oh, I forgot to turn the volume back on. Shoot, where did I turn the volume back on? Uh-oh, this is going to be silent because I don't know where the volume button is. All right, first question. Who is responsible for the trade blockade that set off the events of Phantom Menace? Oh, there it is. Woo, too loud. There we go.
I can't even hear it. Am I just like... Maybe it's just not coming through my headphones. Maybe it's just not coming through my headphones.
Am I supposed to hear things from this? I'm not getting any sound.
Oh, it says it's supposed to be recording the sound, so you'll play it back and there should be noise. Who's not done it yet?
Okay. I didn't, because I don't know the damn answer. I'm just gonna pick one.
Oh gosh.
Did I get it?
Good job, Sammy.
I guess it. I was like, I don't know. These stupid movies.
All right, quiz. What is the name of the rolling droids pictured here? Oh, dear. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh.
Ow.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Well, I know which it's not.
I have no clue. We're going to go with that one.
I'm just going to pick one.
Oh, my gosh. I did not get it right.
What is it? Droidica? Droidica.
Who got that?
Dan, I'm assuming.
That was me.
Yes. I did not pick
the battle droids are the ones that we... the Roger. That's the battle droid.
Oh, so dang it.
I don't even know what
it
I picked.
It wasn't a protocol droid, so...
I knew it wasn't a protocol droid. Yeah.
It's probably elimination.
What planet? I'm not going to know this. What the hell?
Oh.
What's the nice one?
The nice one?
It rhymes with taboo.
I got it.
Naboo. Dang. Okay, I got to be faster. Dan knows what he's doing now.
Dan's on it now that he's back.
Complete this quote by Qui-Gon Jinn. There's always a blank fish.
What? I got to type it? I don't have any idea what this is. I'm just going to literally type the wrongest answer on the planet.
Did you see the...
I was like, is it Dr. Seuss's rhyme? Maybe it's Dr. Seuss.
Dang it. Okay.
I'm not going to win, so I'm just going to pick whatever I want at this point.
Multi-select. What did Anakin win after defeating Sebulba?
Who's that?
His freedom? Oh, that's actually an option.
Did he win?
Uh-huh. I was joking, but technically that's true.
No, it is true. It's his freedom.
Yeah.
Oh, shnikes. I was only two answers. I didn't get any points because I also picked his pod racer. Future Emperor was originally the senator from Naboo. Oops.
I got one. I got the last one too, though, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to beat me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How long did Ki-Adu Mundu believe the Sith could be? What?
I don't know.
You got 15 seconds.
All right, I'm just gonna.
Okay, yeah.
That's probably wrong.
No, it is. Everyone was right. 1,000 years.
I just picked it way before you guys.
Your answer. Which character wielded a double bladed lightsaber? Sammy, if you don't get this one, you're in trouble.
Oh, hold on. I can't type. That's my problem. I almost hit enter and I spelled Darth wrong first time. It's like, wait.
Back positive or correct?
I should just type Maul. I could have spelled that a lot quicker.
All right. Last question. The Phantom Menace features a post-credit scene. What was the scene?
It does.
Oh, dear freaking Lord.
Wait, what?
There was a post-credit scene in Phantom Menace?
If you don't know, there's no way I know. So I just picked one.
There might have been. I mean, maybe there was like a Darth Vader breathing, but.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. Maybe it was like hinted at it. Oh, it was Darth Vader breathing.
Apparently that's right.
Rude.
Oh, Dan won.
I wasn't even trying.
Wow.
You weren't even trying.
Oh, wow. No,
but
rude.
I just showed
that
up.
That was rude.
You just asked me a bunch of questions. I just knew the answers.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. I like the little heads.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right. Do we want to do one more or do we want to be done?
I don't care.
I'll do one more.
I do one more.
One more? Okay. This one is from the sequels, The Force Awakens. Are you guys okay with this one or you want to do a different one?
It doesn't make a bit of difference to me, clearly. So
Let's go with it.
Let's go with it? Okay. All right. See how well we know the very first sequel. What creature are Han and Chewie transporting when we meet them? Oh, shoot.
I know.
I don't know.
I know too. I just
is there more than one? Oh, no.
I'm all in Raptors.
I didn't have any idea. I think I've seen this movie like once.
I think you got that quicker than me.
I'm all in Raptors.
Yep. They were not pretty. When Finn is introduced, he is wearing a stormtrooper. Is he? Yes. I think.
Wasn't he in the...
I mean, he takes it off, but like...
I thought he...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Ooh, yay! We're like neck and neck, Dan. What does Rey do to survive?
The scavenger.
Yeah, scavenge. On another, you know, sandy planet.
Yeah, right.
Typing it.
Oh, we gotta type? Shoot, what's the name of this droid? Oh, I bet
you
anything
it's the BB-8. Okay, thank you, God. Oh, wait.
Dang, I didn't have to put the hyphen? That's annoying.
Apparently not. I think I just got there first.
Okay. Who are Kylo Ren's parents?
Oh, okay.
It's a multi. Dang it. I think you just went around me with that one. Oh, you didn't. Oh, probably. God, we are so close. Ah. 6 of 8. What piece of information was Kylo Ren trying to obtain by torturing Poe Dameron? Shoot! I definitely hit the wrong one. Shiza.
Well,
I got it wrong, so if you get it right, then you're above me. Yep. Dan just went ahead of me. Dang it! I did Rebel Base because that was like the first thing that came to my head, but it was mapped to Luke.
That's
the name of the new
evil for.
That was born from the ashes of the Empire.
The finest. Oh,
that was the very last.
No, that one I knew because they. I mean, it's Kylo's thing. So,
yeah,
it will be the last day of the Republic.
Who is this?
Stop.
I mean,
what? We're just supposed to type his name.
I hope they mean, like, actual him and not the other helmet.
That's why I was confused. Like, they mean the person, right?
Sure.
Oh, you needed Kylo Ren. Whoever just did Kylo did not get
it. You know what? This game can F off, because every other time you didn't have to type the whole thing. That's rude.
Well, excuse me for knowing what the lore is. I'm sorry.
I knew Dan would win.
Good job, Dan.
I just had a feeling.
If I didn't, like, go too fast on that one answer and get it wrong. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Rude.
We're gonna stop sharing screens. So.
Oh, no, I was having fun. I enjoyed winning.
I bet you did.
That was fun, though.
Oh, I want to win some more.
That was fun. So there are, like, tons of Kahoot. So that is actually something we could do with any Disney movies or TV shows or anything that we're doing. So
that's
if we
want
to do that in the future.
That's awesome.
No, that was fun.
I know. And then all of us can participate.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would do that at least, like, once a month.
That was fun.
I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Shorts here soon? We could do, like, just Disney.
Yeah, just Disney trivia.
Classic Disney trivia.
Mm-hmm. We could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever month we plan, we'll just close out the month with that. So we only have to plan 3 weeks of something, and then the fourth month of cahoots of the thing we're talking about.
Mm.
I'm okay with that.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it because I love Cahoots.
No, it was fun.
No, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Oh, so if you guys have never heard of it, it's called Cahoots, K-A-H-O-O-T. There are tons and tons of different trivias that you can do as a family in school. If you have, I don't know, like a team building thing with your coworkers, you can use it for anything. You can create them yourself or you can use what's already created. This is not a sponsored pitch. I just wanted to let you know about it. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed Dan beating our butts at Disney trivia. Mm-hmm. Or not Disney, Star Wars. Star Wars trivia. Mm-hmm. Star Wars. And
listen, I'm really Beauty and the Beast trivia, I'll be in last place, all right?
That works. I'm really excited about what we're doing this summer. Sammy, what are we starting next week?
We are just gonna go through a bunch of shorts on Disney Plus, and there's like 5 billion of them.
Pants and socks and underwear too.
Why?
It's not gonna be the joke all summer.
Why?
I got a million of them.
Why?
Oh my gosh. Yes, we are going from classic shorts that started in the 30s all the way up till shorts that are happening now from Pixar and Disney Animation. Mm-hmm. We're super excited too. We're not exploring all of them.
Oh, no.
There are way too many.
No. Mm-mm.
Gosh, there are way too many. Mm-mm. We're doing some of them.
Yes.
And yeah. Sammy has selected the next couple weeks of them.
It was hard to even pick the ones I did, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah.
There's so many. I mean, and there's so many, and they're so, I mean, they're short. Like, so it's like you go in with the mindset of like, I can get them all in like these little bite sized minutes, but then mm-hmm. it's like, there's so many of them.
Yes.
So it's like, I got to eat all these cookies and there's so many mm-hmm. and I'm already getting a stomach ache, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's a good analogy for it.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh goodness. All right. Pixie Dusters. I hope you had a great month of the May. Yeah, sure. Why not? I hope you enjoyed some Star Wars stuff. I hope you enjoyed our anniversary. And I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm 1 week after. We will see you in June for our first summer episode of the Disney Shorts.
Yes.
Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Production for today's episode was handled by the Dream Team, Ashley Danny and Sammy Brooksby. A final special thanks to Dan. His discerning perspective is the secret ingredient that helps us see the bigger picture.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.